Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Why free credit reports can be expensive. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. You've probably come across those TV ads for freecreditreport.com featuring a band of 20-somethings being held back from the economic mainstream because of bad credit.
They say a man should always dress for the job he wants. So why am I dressed up like a pirate in this restaurant? It's all because some hacker stole my identity. Now I'm in here every evening serving chowder and iced tea. Should have gone to freecreditreport.com.
Despite the catchy and persuasive ads, a consumer advocacy group says freecreditreport.com is not the best site to visit in order to exercise your right for a free annual report. Consumer Reports WebWatch studied 24 sites that claim to offer free credit reports. The sites go by names like my3freecreditreports.com and freecreditreportsinstantly.com. Bo Brendler with Consumer Reports WebWatch says these sites promote expensive services most consumers don't need and draw attention away from the one site created by law to provide consumers with free credit data every year.
In 2003, there was a law passed, the Fair and Accurate Credit Transaction Act, or FACTA, and under that, consumers are entitled to get once a year a free copy of their credit report from each of the three major credit bureaus. As a result of that law, you can go to a site called annualcreditreport.com and, you know, get those reports. And you can also buy credit scores for a relatively cheap price. What interested us was that there are all of these other sites with the word free in their name or that use free on their homepage or in their marketing materials to entice consumers to come to the site. But when consumers go to the site, they find out that the reports aren't necessarily free.
How so?
In most cases, it was that consumers going to some of these sites that have free in the URL or all over the homepage offer services in conjunction with getting a credit report, like credit monitoring, which is when the organization says that it will, you know, pay attention to your credit report and inform you if there's any negative information. When, you know, in reality, consumers can get credit report information for free.
Who owns these sites?
Well, annualcreditreport.com is was put together by the three major credit bureaus, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. In our study of 24 sites, we found that a large percentage of them were interrelated, many of them owned by Experian and many of them owned by TransUnion. So it's an interesting question to us that, you know, these same companies that were required by law to set up a site where consumers could get their credit report for free are out there creating a lot of these other websites that purport to be giving away free credit reports but really aren't.
So what's your bottom line advice to consumers who want to get their credit report on the internet?
Don't pay attention to any of the ads that you see all over the web promising free credit report for this or free annual credit report with credit monitoring. Just go to the site annualcreditreport.com, get your free credit report there. Most consumers don't need credit monitoring. You may also want to buy credit scores from annualcreditreport.com, where they're about $8 a piece, especially if you're going to get a major loan like a car loan or a mortgage.
Bo Brendler with Consumer Reports WebWatch. Again, the site he recommends is annualcreditreport.com. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.